Proclamation number 2344, dated the May 24th, 1942. The soul, carrier of all works of creation. The substances of soul demonstrate in their composition an extreme finely constructed formation that would strike the human being as enchanting if he could see it. There is nothing that is not present in this creation. Everything in creation can be found in miniature in the soul, because the individual substances had animated every work of creation and therefore also retained the shape of these previous forms, who multiply by continuous association and therefore constantly change and perfect the overall image. A human being's comprehension would not suffice to imagine all these works of creation, yet one day he will, overwhelmed by the wisdom and omnipotence of the Creator, behold the image that reveals to him the most amazing magnificence. The least and most insignificant work of creation holds again thousands of miniature creations within itself, which in turn also exhibit everything that is represented in God's great work of creation. The human soul, however, is carrier of all these creations, i.e., it is composed of countless substances. Each one has already fulfilled its task in creation and hence was permitted to unite for the lost and greatest task, to complete the infinitely long earthly progress as a human soul. No other work of wonder in all of God's great creation is so extraordinarily beautifully shaped as the human soul. And it is proof of its perfection when the soul can behold itself as in a mirror and perceive its own glory, i.e., when it sees itself in the most radiant light and many thousandfold shapes and formations, and thus the contemplation of itself causes it unimaginable happiness, because the vision of the entire work of creation is an overwhelmingly beautiful experience for the soul. And the soul's contemplations will never end, because the imagery shapes itself time and again. Constantly more enchanting works of creation emerge, since God's wonders are endless, and so is what His love provides to His living creations who are perfect and thus enlightened. They always and ever feel His love and as a result experience ever-increasing happiness. There will be no conclusion, no limit of what the spiritual eye may behold. And nothing remains unchanged, which denotes a state of bliss for the being which progressively increases and therefore requires constant transformation of the being's spiritual vision. Amen.